cliffcentral.com.
Well, Rich Mulholland is here with us, and I know he's not an Arsenal fan, so he's not going to worry about that kind of jibber-jabber in his life. Rich, how you been?
I'm good. Fantastic.
Well, you always are. And I'm still loving those YouTube clips. I look forward to them.
Thanks, man. My one just went live probably 20 minutes ago. It's on accountability with Mike's trust and how you can leverage trust. Mm-hmm. It's actually Mike Stopforth's take on what Uber really innovates on. I think it's pretty good. It's smarter because it's him, not me.
But that's what you smart people do. You talk to each other and you come up with really great other ideas.
See, I'm here right now talking to you smart people.
Debatable.
That's cute.
Can I just say, this morning's bovine eyeball was the greatest radio I have ever heard. Mm-hmm. I was laughing out loud. When you spoke about the durability of a bovine eyeball, I actually was giggling. I was like the idiot in my crash helmet laughing.
Well, when you shoved about 1,000 up your arsehole, you found that out. Yeah. So that guy, he was a complete professional.
You know, like, can I just say though, if I'm going to stick anything up my ass, I think an eyeball. It's probably like soft, gentle.
You know, it'll go up there easily.
Yeah, moisturize. It's like self-moisturizing.
Love that this is now actually a
So Rich, we got a bit of a conundrum this morning. As always, we get thrust with things when Gareth goes away. Okay, I stopped using the word thrust. That's not good.
Did you see Gareth on that VR thing flapping his arms like a bird? Please can we rag him about that when he gets back?
We're taking a list here of things we're going to rag him about. It's growing thick and fast. So we've actually got such little
what she
time.
Said.
Yeah. I know. You know, this conversation is beyond me now.
So we've got an interview current with Mark Oppenheimer. That's Gareth's big interview today. So we're going to have a slightly curtailed version of the reality check. See, I hate being that guy. Look at me. I get thrown with all responsibility. Anyway, we got you here. This is the important thing. What's going on in your head right now?
Okay, so I was on the weekend. This is something I've maybe brought up before, but I think it deserves a proper full go. I'm a motorcyclist, and almost the first thing everybody turns around and says to you is, oh, aren't you scared of being hit by a taxi?
I get that every day as well.
Right. No, I'm scared of being hit by a middle-class person on a smartphone. Actually, taxis pay attention, okay? The taxi drivers are the guys, they're the only other people on the road using the road like a motorcyclist. The reason they look, like when I see how they move exactly the same way as us. They take little gaps, they do things, because they're active users of the road. Right now, 3/4 of your listeners are listening to this thing while watching, you know, their Twitter stream. And I know you've just looked up now, you thought, oh shit, she's talking about me. Yes, I'm talking about you. Put your bloody phone down. You're going to kill me. Look behind you. There's a motorcyclist coming up in the lane. And I think people give taxi drivers a bad rap because they don't stop to consider exactly what's going on. Now I want to talk about what John Flismas has to say about this. Do you guys know John Flismas, the comedian?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I once saw him at a show, and he said something that changed my mindset on taxi drivers forever. And his basic premise was that, okay, so you're sitting there and you're employing these people and you're not paying them enough money for them to live close to where they work, right? So you're paying them a minimum wage. That means that they have to live pretty far away because they can't afford to live in the suburbs in which your offices are.
Yeah.
Then what you're doing is, because of that, they also can't afford a car. So they rely on public transport. Now, the only public transport that's available is a taxi that they have to get up and stand at 5 o'clock in the morning in order to get to work to start at 8 or 9. And they're queuing in the cold and the rain while you're lying snug in your bed. And then those people, they get onto their taxi. And, you know, if they get late to work, we have a shit fit. Like, how dare you get to work late? You must plan better. Yeah. And then we're sitting there in our 5-seater family sedan with their aircon on, listening to Cliff Central, having an amazing time. And we're upset because the taxi driver cut in front of you in order to get these poor fuckers to work early. Just what is going on? How is this okay? Reframe your mind, right? They don't want to be sitting there either. This poor taxi driver is getting pressure from 10 people who've got to get to work on time, and they're already upset because they've already been up 4 hours. Now, I understand it's not ideal, and I understand it's a bit horrible when the guy cuts in front of you. But just stop to consider, if we had proper transit lanes for these guys, because that would be the justice here, right? Sure. If we had proper transit lanes for taxi drivers so they didn't have to make up their own rules. But if I can just ask you this week for a little bit of apathy, when that, I promise you, that taxi driver, he's the first guy to move over to let me in on my motorcycle. He's the first guy to wave at me at the traffic lights. And if I can just ask you just to stop and consider how long those people have been sitting in that taxi in order to get to work with you today, and maybe instead of getting angry, just instead of being pissed off about the fact that that taxi driver is cutting you off, maybe just wave at the person and let them in. All you're doing is you're getting the people that you love and care about, that you try and forget that they're going through that, get to work a little bit early with a little bit less stress.
And also get over yourself as if you've never broken a single rule of the road before.
100%. Exactly.
Get over yourself.
Rich, that is absolutely amazing, as always. YouTube, what's your, sorry, I forget.
It's youtube.com/C/ richmulholland.tv. But what I do is I release it on my Facebook, like I've got a Facebook page thing. Yep. That's Rich Mulholland, and also on Twitter, Rich Mulholland. So one of those things. But if you would subscribe to YouTube, that'd be great, because I'd love the numbers. Thanks.
Awesome,
guys. Thanks so much. Have a fantastic week.
Rich, thanks so much. I'll see you very soon.
Get myself some eyeballs. CliffCentral.com.